101, there's Pat Benatar, Hit Me With Your Best Shot, and Heartbreaker. It's 6:33 on your Tuesday morning, and hey, we know that we're going to get some best shots tonight on the soccer field with soccer playoffs going on. We're joined by Whippet Soccer Coach Greg Cooper. Coach, thanks for being on this morning.
Man, I appreciate it, Brett.
Man, so tell us a little bit about the soccer season. Division champs, right?
That's right. That's right. Weird season, as you know, with the virus and everything. So just a different season. We lost around 7 games throughout the season. But both teams are turning it on here towards the end, and that's where you want to be playing well, and we are. And so we're able to be district champs and be able to host the first round of the playoffs. So.
Yeah, it ain't how you start, it's how you finish.
That's exactly right.
What they say. So first up be the girls' game, and sure. They're taking on Moorville, right?
Moorville.
So what do you know about the Troopers?
Yeah, so we've been doing a little bit of study on them. A good physical team, one who tries to press you really hard, tries to keep you boxed into your defensive end, midfield, not let you out. Have a lot of faith and trust in their defensive line to keep anything out. And so they look good on film, and I know they're going to be in second place in their district. They're still going to be a good team. But as I told the girls yesterday, I feel good putting our offense, our midfield, and our defense against any team.
Yeah, and we got that home field advantage too, so you know that's got to count.
That's 100% right.
Count for something. And also after that, you got the boys' game going to be playing Pontotoc. Yeah. The Warriors.
Pontotoc, yeah. They look good again on film. They get up high. They kind of play same formation we do, 4-3-3. They get up high. They drop hard defensively. We've seen some areas where we can hopefully attack them, and that's what we want to do against them tonight.
Okay, so what – and you say that, you know, the season's been kind of weird because of coronavirus and everything, but so – how's it been different for you as a coach to manage that? And then I guess you have, you know, probably some folks there, some support staff that are managing, you know, the folks, the fans coming in, maybe taking temperatures, all that. So what's it really been like?
Yeah, you know, I got to commend our school district as far as what they've done. Our school nurses have done a great job of keeping us informed and helping us through this process and helping us set our new policies. Just a lot of new things changed. You got new policies from MHSAA and what they dictated and how you go about it. You know, for instance, the end of the game handshake. You don't do it anymore. You give a little wave. So, yeah, you know, so a little bit different on that because the kids are like, hey, we always go out and shake hands. Yeah, not this year.
Don't do it.
Just stand on the sidelines. So that's been a little bit different. But I do commend all our staff that has helped us through this process, and especially Miss Sharon Carter, as she's helped out with the sports all year.
We're speaking with Whippet Soccer Coach Greg Cooper. So tonight, games start at what time?
5:30 for the girls, and then directly after that for the boys should be around 7.
Okay, and letting fans in? Fans can come?
Buy tickets at the gate? So as we've done all season, they buy tickets at the gate. And if you want to come support girls beforehand, that ticket will let you stick around for the boys game too. So
yeah, you get in one for two right there.
Yeah.
So you can't beat it. It looks like it's going to be nice weather today.
You know what, all we've looked at, it looks like the sun's finally going to peak out.
Yeah, finally. So we got the bad weather out of the way. So that's happening tonight. Whippet Soccer playoffs. You get 2 games for 1.
Hey, here. Come on.
Can't beat that, right?
That's right.
So, Coach, thanks for being on with us, and good luck in the games tonight. And maybe, you know, if we keep winning, we'll keep having you on.
Hey, we appreciate it, Breck. Thank you.